Thank you for coming. This is always a great conference, a great time of year. I'm happy to be here. I want to say a special thanks to the planning committee, who actually did the hard work of coming up with these topics, recruiting these speakers. They've done a great job. Hope you enjoy what we all put on for you today and tomorrow. And again, another thank you as well to the UT CLE staff. They're out in the hall, in the back of the room. They do such a great job putting this on for y'all. So I just want to say thanks to everyone who helped put this together. I'm not the easiest person to work with exactly. I don't send everything in on time. I don't sign all my documents instantly. So I really appreciate their patience. But that's enough about me and this conference. I want to introduce Jim Doherty. He is as far as I'm concerned, he's the reason I come to this conference, actually. His case law updates are incredible. He's been practicing law for a number of decades. He's a UT law graduate. He's a longtime planning committee member and a great guy. He's got a two-parter for you. Part one is coming now. Jim Doherty.
Good morning. Well, as usual, we have about 100 cases. That's an exaggeration, but there are quite a few. So let me dive right in. Of course, the usual disclaimers apply that this is intended to be just a background on what's going on. It's not intended to be legal advice. These things are usually highly summarized in order to get the coverage that we need. So if you see something that's particularly interesting, it's best to go look at the actual opinion to make sure that the detail that's critical in your case is in this case. And with that, let me jump right into the first area that we want to talk about, which is historic preservation. And you may have been following what's going on in San Marcos. There's been a new development just in the last 6 weeks or so. But by way of background, let's talk about how we got here. Chapter 211, that's the Zoning Enabling Act, does authorize zoning for historical purposes. And the cases, if you go back even into the 1930s, indicate that it's okay to consider aesthetics when you're doing things like historic preservation. However, more recent legislation, I'd say, is fairly hostile to this type of approach. You can see two or three bills that passed in the last three sessions that try to trim back the use of aesthetics. This case arises out of San Marcos. It's right down I-35. If you go down there and make a right on Guadalupe, you should be able to get to it. That's the site right there. The historic preservation was required in this case by the city's code. It's a development code. And they've divided their city, or they have seven historic districts. This particular one is in the Burleson District, which is near downtown. They put up these signs. They've marked them all pretty well, showing where it is. The site that we're going to be talking about is actually that house in the background. This is right at the corner out there. If you look at the foreground on the right, you see what looks like a political sign. But that's actually, as it turns out, that's the notice sign that the city put up, or required him to put up, about a hearing coming up. EXT alterations, that stands for exterior alterations. Now, this house, and this is, I think, it may be important in the long run when we think about this case in the future, is that this particular house wasn't designated as historic. It was the district, and the reason that they had to have this hearing and apply for a certificate of appropriateness was because it was in an historic district, not because the house itself was historic or designated as historic. Now, the way they set it up, it's like a lot of these historic preservation ordinances. They have an historical commission, and they initially rule on whether or not you can get a certificate of appropriateness, and certificate of appropriateness is generally required for most any all exterior alteration in this particular district. In this case, the monies applied for a certificate to remove a balcony. Now, the case calls it a Juliet balcony. I guess that's a Juliet balcony. But the key detail about this case is the Z right there. If you kind of squint, you can see it. Here's another view. This comes from the Texas Public Policy Foundation's website. They have a much better image. But there's that Z again on the Juliet balcony. They wanted to remove it.